sponsored by 90.9 FM KRCL Radio. Listen for Alabama Shakes, Modest Mouse, R.E.M., and The Cure. Listen today, 90.9 FM.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. This is Bill Frost, lead guitar, driving the Winnebago of Magda Vega, Salt Lake City rock and roll band. Also in the band, who are not here with me because they're still sleeping off a hangover, are Mike Walton on drums, Robin Brown on vocals, and Angela Mize on bass guitar. We all write the music. We'd all do a little bit of singing here and there. Yeah, we've been around since fall of 2013. The band came together. Robin and I worked together previously in a band called The Wild Ones. When that came to an end, we decided, we want to keep working together. Pretty much our thought process was more songs, more shows. That's what we like to do. We continue that to this day. So she recruited Mike Walton. She said, "Hey, I know a drummer." And I was like, "Okay, cool, go get him." And I've known Angela for years, and she was a guitar player. And I said, "Okay, I'm putting a band together. You're going to play bass. It's two less strings to worry about. It'll be fine. It'll be easy. I got the guitar covered, and we're going to do that. We're going to make it a very basic guitar, bass, and drums, and vocals, Led Zeppelin-style thing. Work for them, work for Sabbath, work for Pantera, you know, all the greats." The new album is called Destroyer. We recorded over the summer of 2017. We took about 3 months total to work on it with Mike Sasich at Man vs. Music. We recorded our first album with Andy Patterson, and it was a good learning process because two of the people in the band, Angela and Mike, had never set foot inside of a studio, recording studio, before. So this was all new and weird to them. Robin and I recorded together once before with the Wild Ones, and that was her only previous recording experience. And we did it, you know, the standard way, which is like everybody's separated, they're way apart, everyone's using headphones, and it's the album kind of reflected that. We got it half right. So with the new album, we said, okay, we want to go to Sasich. We want to do it at his studio. We want to do it a different way. So we got there. We said, "Look, Mike, we all want to be in the same room. We don't want any headphones. We want to do it live, vocals and all," which is unusual because, you know, you see movies where bands are in a recording studio and everybody's all in there together and they're all playing at the same time. That's not reality. But we decided we're going to make it reality. This is the way we're going to do it. And so he said, "Okay, give me a minute." And he plugged some stuff in, gave us some monitor. There's crazy audio bleed everywhere, all over the recordings, which is fine because it's rock and roll. We're not making a Steely Dan album here. We did like two or three, sometimes maybe four takes of a song. And we got a good one of each of them and said, "Okay, now we just mix it." And we came back and added some backing vocals later. But for the most part, what you hear on Destroyer is a live recording in the studio. These songs were written over the course of the 2 years from our first album, which was oddly enough called Volume 4. Most of the songs we've tried out live a lot, so we got it the way we want them. Usually the process is that I will come up with a riff, I'll either garage band a demo for it and then email it to everybody, or I'll just, you know, we'll get together in Mike's basement and we will hash it out together. Song like Junkie, it was basically a very Fu Manchu fast stoner rock song. But then when we started playing it all together, Angela and Mike just started doing all these dead stops, and that had not occurred to me at all to do that. It's like, yeah, cool, keep doing that. And it's also got a big spacey breakdown in the middle. It slows down. That's kind of a Mike trademark. He likes to do a spacey slowdown part of a song. He would do it in every song if he could get away with it. Other songs like The River was basically a repetitive, distorted bass line that I pick up the bass, Mike and I were jamming it, and it was just this over and over again distorted bass line. And so Angela started singing this melody over it, and that turned into the guitar melody. It was like, Oh, that's cool. I would not have thought of that at all. So Angela is good with changing up arrangements of songs. She'll do something like that, or she will say, hey, what if we take this part in the middle and put that at the front, and then maybe put it again at the end? And she's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Internally, every once in a while, we're thinking, our songs are just like too different from each other. You know, we have a kind of a garage psych song. We got a doom metal song. We got a straight up like Stooges style song. And to us, they all sound like wildly different. But to people on the outside, it just sounds like us. So we try to keep that in mind whenever we think we're just like, this song isn't our style. But then we think, well, every song is our style because it's us playing it. The last song written for the album, we wrote it a week before our final session with Sasage. Destroyer, the title track. It's kind of a doom metal riff that I had lying around. It's tuned down to a low A. The string just flops around on the neck. It's ridiculous. I tried to get it down to a G, but the string would not produce a note anymore. It just go blur. It just would not work. So it's a low A tuning. It's a very simple, big, dumb metal riff. And we finished it like the week before we went in to record it. So we'd never played it live. And we'd only played through the whole song like maybe four times total before we recorded it. It was like one of the last things we did. I said, okay, let's do it. And they go, oh, we're recording this? I go, hell yeah, we are. Let's do it. And we managed to get it in a couple takes, oddly enough. It's like, oh, God, we lucked out on that one. Smash and Grab. It's getting a little play on KRCL, which is kind of cool. It's probably the closest thing to a hit single we'll ever have. Smash and Grab was originally a very fast, almost Jesus Lizard, almost industrial thing, and that changed completely somewhere in the process, and it uses a drop D tuning, which we use a lot. We use drop D, drop C, B, and in the one case A. This one's a drop D, so it gives it kind of a sleazy feel to it. And originally, yeah, it was like much faster, far more aggressive, and it turned into this kind of surf rock sound to it, with this strange chord pattern. It's like, yeah, okay, this is the way this song's gonna work. The song Black Eagle is our attempt at Viking metal. We were thinking of bands kind of like Let's a Sword or Cadaver, kind of a big metal riff, and the lyrics are all about Vikings. And it's completely ridiculous. Robin goes in and out of her like or dislike for that song and says, why am I singing about Vikings? And then she loves it. She watches that show Vikings, so she gets it. Most everybody in the band is, with the exception of me, is relatively new to playing instruments or singing. Robin's only been singing in a band for like the last 5 or 6 years. Angela has been playing guitar probably about maybe just a little over 10 years, maybe, but not much than that, more than that. Mike's only been playing drums for a short while. So everybody is relatively inexperienced, so actually that works fine. No one's set in their ways, unlike me. I'm mostly set in my ways. I can play a guitar solo, therefore I will play a guitar solo. I do try to consciously write songs every once in a while. It's like, okay, we're not going to have a guitar solo in this, and we're just going to, it's just going to be no solo here. And we do that once in a while, just to give everybody a break from my ridiculous wanking all over the place. Forming the band, Robin pitched it to Mike as, we're going to do something that's kind of like The Doors meets Black Sabbath. And I think we've definitely over-delivered on the Black Sabbath. The Doors, I don't think we've quite gotten there yet. I think we might have to make a more conscious effort to get back to that. Do something a little creepy and Doors-like. Angela was down for anything. Like, her background is more indie rock. Playing in this band and knowing us is like introduced her to like a whole world of heavy rock she didn't even know existed. Robin worships at the altar of Iggy Pop. Bands like The Kills, The Dead Meadow, punk edge stuff. My background is in a lot of metal, a lot of garage rock, anything with obnoxious guitars. I'm down for it. And Mike is very much into it, psych rock, psychedelics. He does a show on KRCL on Thursday nights, Thursday Night Psych with Mike. And so he's introduced me to a lot of psych. He also has introduced me to a lot of guitar pedals. Previously, I would maybe bring an overdrive pedal. If I was feeling really fanciful, maybe I'd bring along a wah-wah pedal. That'd be it for me. But now I'm up to a pedal board like loaded up with 7 pedals, like phasers and flangers and delays and all this stuff. And he's like, give me more. Give me more of that. And like, just all those, anything that sounds weird and psychedelic. It's like, I've really gone over the edge with guitar pedals now. It's something I never thought I would get into. Robin came up with the name Magda Vega, which has been a blessing and a curse because no one can ever pronounce it right. It's M-A-G-D-A hyphen V-E-G-A. Robin thought it translated to space junk. I don't know if it does completely or at all, but, you know, the thought is there. The song you're going to hear is Smash and Grab. As I mentioned earlier, it's pretty much our closest thing we have to a hit single, I think. It's getting some nice airplay on KRCL and elsewhere. Other radio stations that actually deign to play local music, you know, have picked up on a little bit. Every once in a while, one of those radio stations will ask us, say, hey, can you guys come in and play acoustically? And it's like, no, we do not do that. We do not unplug. We have to be plugged in and loud at top volume at all times, which was something mentioned in the very, very nice review in Slug recently, that this band always seems to be cranked up to 11. I go, yeah, if we could get to 12, we will get to 12. This song is kind of a garagey, kind of surfy feel to it. It's got a good hook. The kids will get into it, I think. We'll be right back. The new album, Destroyer, is available on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, Shazam, Tinder, Grindr, iTunes, Pandora, any digital platform you can think of, we're pretty much on it.
92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.